to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We're going to continue our series that we've been working on a spiritual self-examination. But I prepared something, and the Lord switched it. It's still a spiritual self-examination. But as I was preparing, the Lord laid it on me that some of us have not yet got it. Amen. This is our what part is it? Part what? It's part six, right? Six or seven. Amen. This is part six or seven of a spiritual examination. Now, the reason we're doing a spiritual examination is so that we can make a spiritual change. Amen. We're not examining ourselves to stay the same. Because the Bible says the path of a just is like a shining light. It's supposed to shine more and more to the perfect day. So our spiritual examination is to help us examine ourselves, amen? So what the Lord laid on my heart is the reason that we are missing it is because we are too self-absorbed. I was like, what in the world does that mean? Right? What does it mean? I'm just telling the truth. The Lord said, self-absorbed. What does that mean? Be self-absorbed, right? And then as the Lord was dealing with me about being self-absorbed, man, don't get quiet. Does that mean I might be in the right direction? I'm in the right direction anyway. Because God told me to go this way. But there's a song that said, Jesus at the center of it all. I said, Jesus is supposed to be at the center of it all. He said, from the beginning to the end, it has always been, and it will always be you, Jesus. From my heart to the heaven, Jesus, you are the center. Amen. And then Jesus is the center of my life. If Jesus is not the center, then what is the center? And what are we trying to accomplish? So the Lord said we're too self-absorbed, and we will get into that as we go through the scripture. Amen. What does it mean to be self-absorbed? It means that you're all concerned about self. Right? And you can't even worship. Today we live in a day in society where people can't even see God because of self. Now 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves. That's verse 1. Then we're going to skip down to verse 4 or 5. It's some stuff in between, but we're dealing with what is taking us, taking our mind and preoccupying our thinking. Men shall be lovers of themselves, and men shall be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's when you are self-absorbed. Because we love ourselves. We focus on what we want more than what God wants. Let us all stand with that in mind. Amen. Amen. With that in mind, let us stand. And actually, go to instead of Romans 8, go to Matthew chapter 16 first. Then we come back to this, okay? Matthew chapter 16. Men will be lovers of their own selves more than lovers of God. Amen. And this is a pivotal time in the scripture because this is when the Lord was dealing with his disciple and the people. So we're going to go to, in Matthew chapter 16, we're going to start, we're going to read verses 21 through 27 together. Now if you read the account in the other Gospels, it's similar, but what it says in one part, after the Lord is telling them, asking them, who do men say that I am? And they said, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then when the Lord tells Peter, as we're going to read, that he's going to suffer, Peter begins to rebuke him, saying, no, Lord, let it not be so. So now, Matthew says that he spoke to his disciples. Well, I believe that Luke said he called the crowd, then his disciples, because God wanted them to get the message, amen? But Matthew 16, verse 21, do we all have it? Verse 21 reads, from that time forward began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. See, they missed it. Well, they thought when he died, he was finished. When he said he's going to be raised again, when?
Third day.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of man." When Satan gets involved, you forget about God, and your whole focus is on the things that belong to man. Amen? I lost my place. I know. I lost my place all the way around. Okay, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his word." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the church said,
"Glory to the Lord."
Blessed he may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If you read up a little earlier in this same passage in Matthew chapter 16, the Lord is dealing with his disciples. He said, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they said, "Some say you're Elijah, some say one of the prophets." But Jesus said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the Lord said, "Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father." Now, in the same discourse, at the same time, he drops down to verse 21. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed." But he didn't say that. "And be raised again the third day." But because Peter was not yet in tune with God, Peter was himself, he did not hear all that the Lord said. So that's one of the indicators when we are self-absorbed, we don't hear all. We only hear part of it. So because he thought the Lord was going to die and be finished, or he spiritually didn't understand it, the next verse said, "Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee.' But he turned and said unto who?
Peter.
You know what? He said, "Peter, you are a wrong influence. You are being controlled by the wrong thing." Why? He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou..." He said, "You're forgetting the things of God because you're more interested in the things that be us." When you're self-consumed, you forget about God. Amen. And our focus is on the things that belong to man. Now, let us go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to read verses 1 through 13. And well, before we go there, let me ask a couple of questions. Let's make us do some thinking together. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Let's think together. Now, self-absorbed, what does it mean to be self-absorbed? It really means you're self-centered. Some people say you're egotistical. Some say you're narcissistic. But it means the focus is too much on you. Amen? It's hard to truly see yourself as you really are when you are full of your... It's hard, hallelujah, to see yourself when you're full of yourself. When your fuller self, you deceive yourself to believe that you are spiritually minded when you really aren't. When you're full of yourself, you don't really see yourself spiritually the way that you ought to be. Amen? Let's go to James chapter 1. We're going to read verses 22 through 24 and 26 to show you what it says scripturally. Amen. We're not just using hypothetical situations. It's not an educated guess. But let's see what the scriptures say. Amen? James 1, verse 22. And there it says that when you're full of yourself, you don't see yourself the way you really are. Amen. Y'all talking? My church. We don't want to hear the last one, does that? I hope you got the noise. Amen. You want to talk to me. All right, James 1, 22 read. But be doers of the word and not
hearers only.
Amen. Deceiving. You don't even see yourself when you only hear the word, but you don't do it. Now, if we were to make a gut check tonight, do we hear? And if we hear, do we do? Amen. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his. It means that you are looking in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Amen. Said, when you look at yourself, you think you're one way, but when you leave, you forget what manner of man you are. Why? Because you are deceived. Well, what is the deception? You hear what you don't do. Verse 26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious, and these are signs when you are in deception, when you cannot control that little unruly member which is called the tongue. Amen? Right on out the song, he said, but when you can't control yourself, and when you're determined in your self-consumption to get your message across in regards to who you hurt, the Bible says you deceive yourself, amen, and you deceive his own heart, and this man, religion, is in there. So I don't want to be self-absorbed because I want to be all about God. And I want to be real. Can we say thank you, Jesus? People that are self-absorbed or self-centered are all they think about is themselves. People that are self-absorbed and self-centered, all they think about is themselves. They have no room in their heart for God, little more for anybody else. People that are self-absorbed and self-centered, they have no room in their heart for God, and little more anyone, little, whatever, nobody else. This is straight up. They can't think about anybody else because all the focus is on. Let me tell you about this. You know what? Just praise God. Amen. As I watch the news and I see so much happening, it could be all that much worse. So I thank God. Amen. So they can't think about anybody else because they just think about themselves. Self-centered people are under strong delusion that they can handle every situation on their own. This is when you're self-absorbed and self-centered. I don't need anybody to help me because I've been doing it all my life and I can do it for myself. Amen. I'm not talking about y'all. This is for those people that don't. So this ain't for you. Blessed is you. Self-absorbed people, they don't need help from God because I can do it for myself. I don't need to go to church. I can do this for myself. That means you're a true self-absorbed. And you don't have God first. Amen. They are too ignorant of the pride to seek God for their needs, for his wisdom. Amen. We need to seek God for our wisdom. Jeremiah 10:23 says, the way of man is not in himself. For it is not in man to direct his own steps. The way of man is not in himself. Amen. For it is not in man to direct his own steps. And then Jeremiah 9:23 says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Oh, I can just do this for myself. He said, no, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let them glory, let him that glory in this, and he what? Understand it then. That's what we're supposed to glory in. Not what I can do, not in my own power, not on my own strength, but in the fact that we understand that we know God. Amen? And then another thing about someone that's self-absorbed is God is not in their thoughts at all, because they are too self-centered. Amen? You're getting quiet. You're going to talk to me, right? When you're self-absorbed, God is not at all in your thoughts. I'm going to do this, and I'm determined, I'm going to do it my way, and nobody's going to stop me. And you can even talk to God about that. Amen. So God is not in your thoughts. Psalms 10 and verse 4 reads, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after the wicked in the pride of his countenance, will not even, that person is way too self-consumed. They not only will they not seek after God, but God is not at all in there in his thoughts, but their thoughts. This is a person that is self-absorbed. A person that's self-centered. They won't even seek after God. You try to help people out, you try to get them direction, you say, I don't have time for the God thing. You're just too self-absorbed. You're a lover of yourself more than a lover of God. God said, now when you run into people that you can't get on a God plane or a God conscience, he said, from them you got to turn away. You got to leave them alone. They're in a case or in a situation where only God can help them. Amen? Verses 4 through 6. But if you read verses 1 through 3, it talks about having love, but not having it for the right reasons, and not having it for the right motives. On Sunday, we went over Amaziah, and he said he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, but he didn't do it with a right heart. A lot of people are going to church, but it's not with the right heart. A lot of people in church, but it's not the right spirit. Amen. So they are too self-absorbed because God is not at all in their thoughts. He's not the center. Jesus has to be the what? Center of it all. From beginning to the end, it has always been and always will be you, Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:4-6 read, charity suffereth long and is it is kind. Charity is what? Kind. Charity is not mean spirit. Charity is not as ugly. But charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity does not think only about self and lift up self. And charity is not puffed up. Charity is not all wrapped up in self. Charity is not all self-consumed. Amen? It says, does not behave itself unseemly, and seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. So we're talking about not being self-absorbed. Well, how do I know I'm not when I'm self-absorbed? When all you can do is seek your own, and all you can do is lift up self. Amen? Self-centered people glorify themselves and they do not glorify God. A self-centered individual always talking about themselves. Amen. I don't know if you ever meet people that always talk about what I've done. I did this and I did that and I did that. You got to watch that. Amen. So they glorify themselves but not God. When a person is centered only on themselves, they do not realize that God is in control and that they need to be centered on God. When you're not created the world? We didn't create anything. Who created us? We're here because of the scripture that in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. If it wasn't for God that was on my side tonight, where would I be? So everything I am and everything I hope to be, Lord, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. I'm going to self-absorb in the mission. Hallelujah. All they can do is think about me and what I want and what I need. But to God be the, can we say to God be the glory? This world and not us. We have forgotten God when we glory in our own wisdom, our own might, and our own abilities. When we start to glory in all that we've done, we forget about God. Amen. Another way that we know that we forgot God is that we trust in ourselves more than we trust in God. You know, I've met people years ago, not recently, so this ain't none of you. How far back is recently? So I say recently, I might be talking about yesterday. But today is a new day, right? But not recently. But I've met people that say, you know, sometimes you got to do stuff for yourself, you just can't wait on God. We can't do God nothing without God. Jesus said, without me, you can do what? Nothing. If Jesus said, he pretty much knows it, right? He said, without me, you can't do. But then we have people say, you know, I can't wait for such and such. I got to do this for myself. Wrong. Amen. Because you're trusting in yourself, and you're not trusting in God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with?
All.
Trust in the Lord with what?
All.
Let's stop. Trust in God. Is it all your heart or is it part of it? Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him first. Let him first deny. You can't even follow the Lord if you don't deny yourself. If you're self-absorbed and self-centered and all about me, you can't follow God because you're following yourself. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, the first thing you got to do is deny yourself. Then you got to pick up your cross. Then you're going to follow me, but you can't follow me every other day. You can't follow me when things are good. You can't follow me when you feel like it. He said, you got to follow me daily. You can't just follow God on Sunday and Wednesday, and the rest of the week I'm just free to do my own thing. No. We have to follow him daily. Amen. But a self-centered person says, you know what? I just got to trust myself. But he said, you got to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not. That's self-absorbed. You self-absorbed, but you know what it's all? It's all about what I want to do. It's all about what I plan to do. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He said, be not wise in thine. Don't be all self-consumed in yourself. Don't trust in what you can do. Be not blind in thy own eyes, but do what? Fear the Lord and. He said, that's evil. Every time the focus is on you. So you got to get out of yourself, and you got to trust the Lord. I'm not self-consumed. Amen. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
He said, when we go against God's plan and trust solely in our own understanding, we are self-centered. When we don't trust in God, when we go against God. Now, we've all met people that go against God. When you go against God, you are too self-centered. And you are lovers of your own self more than a lover of God. Self-centered people are self-absorbed people are full of themselves. You have no respect for God. When you're full of yourself, you have no room for God. Even if you know God, you will question his wisdom, putting your knowledge above his. When you're self-absorbed, you put your will and your knowledge above God. Obadiah chapter 1. Bible, we're going to read verses 2 through 4 of chapter, Obadiah chapter 1. And these are a lot of scriptures, I know, but we'll make them available for you if you'd like to. All right, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 2 reads, somebody said, oh, who? Oh, what? It's in there. He's one of the minor prophets. Obadiah. Somebody said, would I have a child by the name of Obadiah? Yeah, I guess you next book. You're only got five. Okay, Obadiah. Let's get Obadiah. All right, verse 2 says, behold, I have made thee small. Now God is dealing with our mindset when we've elevated ourselves. Amen. We are bigger than life. You have met some people who said, man, they're bigger than life. Amen. God says, for you that have made yourself big, he said, behold, I have made thee small. I've made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly. Now listen to this. When you are self-absorbed and self-centered, he said, the pride of thine heart has. The pride of your heart, when you're self-absorbed, you're deceived. You don't even see yourself the way you really are. You see yourself one way. God said, your pride has deceived you. Amen? Deceived you. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rocks, whose habitation is high, that said in his heart, who shall? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know what I can do? I've lifted myself. He said, in the cleft of the rocks, you're in a high place. He said, nobody's going to bring me down. This person is way full of themselves. Though thou exalt thyself as, God said, you go as high as the eagle. The eagle can go above every stone. He can go up high and still see down low. He said, and thou, though thou set thy nest among the stars, this I will. God said, you get up there, he said, I'll bring you down. Amen. You get too big, God said, I will bring you down. Amen. Let's go. All right, I'm kind of. Let's go. I'm going to follow the lead. Let's go to Daniel. Amen. Let's find an example of God bringing somebody down that got way too lifted up. Amen. God knows how to bring us down when we begin to exalt ourselves. When we get to the point that we think we are bigger than life. You ever met somebody to think they're bigger than life? And nobody can tell me anything because I know what I am going to do, what I'm going to do, and the way I'm going to do it. Daniel chapter 5. Actually, let's start off with Daniel chapter 4. We're talking about someone that has put himself up on a pedestal. Someone that is so self-exalted, all they ever talk about is all that I have done. If you meet an I person, you gotta watch them. You gotta be careful with somebody that talks about all that I have done. Amen. Daniel chapter 4 reads, verse 30 to 33. And then we turn down to verse 37, and then hold Daniel chapter 5. Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king, spake and said, is not this great Babylon that? Wait a minute. Who built it? He said, without me you can do nothing. House of the kingdom by the might of. We watch those people that talk about what I have done and how I built it. Amen. We can't do anything without God. And for the honor of mine, watch that other person. That person is full of, and God will bring them. I don't care who they are. I don't care how they get. God will bring them down. Verse 31 says, while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a boyish. And Lord, just speak to me. Don't let it come from heaven. When God speaks to you from heaven, that's a bad situation. When God has to speak to you from heaven, you know what that means? No man can reach you. You're so big that even a person, a man of God, can help you. So because you're so big and you're so bigger than life, God said, I got to speak to you from myself. That's a dangerous position to be in. When God speaks to you from heaven and you won't hear him,
heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee eat grass as an oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High, who ruleth? Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The scripture says, verse 33, the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from. When God has to speak to you like this, woe be unto you. Amen? And then he grasped his oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair were grown like eagle's feather, and his nail like bird claws. There was 7 times for 7 years, because he refused to give honor to God. God had him out as a wolf or a beast in the field, because he forgot who God was. Woe unto the person that forgets God. Then when he came to himself, verse 37, Nebuchadnezzar said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are. And he said, I'm tired of walking around out here with these beasts. He said, I'm tired of crawling around and eating grass. He said, I know who the Lord is. And that God's words are true. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't believe it. One thing about God, the Bible says, he changes not. He's the same, and God won't change. No matter what your personal opinion is about God, God said, I am the same, and I won't change. You can have your personal opinion, he said, but I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. I don't have to consult with you about anything, because if it was for God, we wouldn't be here. So God is a God of truth. Amen? And his ways, judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able. Nebuchadnezzar said, remember in the beginning he talked about life? He learned. He was too self-absorbed. Amen. Daniel 5, verses 18 through 23 reads, this is Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. Amen. You thought he would have learned from the mistakes his grandfather made. But when you self-consume, you don't learn the easy way. You learn the hard way. Verse 18 reads, O thou King, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father, which means really his grandfather, a kingdom, and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he slew. And whom he kept alive, he kept alive. And whom he would set up, and whom he would put down. But when his heart was lifted, hallelujah, don't let me get lifted up in pride. Don't let me get lifted up in, Lord, don't let me get caught up in me. But when he was lifted up, and his mind, pride does what? Hardens the mind. I didn't realize that when your mind is hard, Lord, keep me humble. He was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him, and he was driven from the sons of men, which we just read, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like an oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom. We might all be here, but God is still in charge. God is still God, and God still rules in our kingdom. And that he appointed those men whomsoever he will. And now his son, O Belshazzar, has not. He said, you haven't humbled your heart. Though now, you know, in every God has done for all of us that were full of pride. You knew it and you did the same thing say thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he goes on to say, but have lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of this house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose order thy ways hath thou not glorified. And the hand came out and riddled, wrote on the wall. You're in bad shape when God has to speak to you by writing on the wall. That means you are what? Too self-consumed. Amen. Now let's go to Psalm 73, verses 11 and 12. We only have dangerous spiritual position to be in. Amen. A person that's full of pride, I think it's the last one, speaks foolishly against God when they are full of themselves. They will speak foolishly against God. I said, Lord, how can we not get it? Because we haven't yet put God first. Amen. We're still putting ourselves and our desires and what we want before what God wants. God said that you are a fool when you are full of pride. Your mouth reveals that you believe you are above God. Amen. And we're going to give you some real illustrations of people that thought they were bigger than God because they were full of themselves. By boasting of yourself, you do not acknowledge him, but you acknowledge what you can do without God. You acknowledge what you can do without God when you boast on yourself. How can anyone say that they are greater than their Creator? How can anyone say that? That they are greater than their Creator? Now let's go to Job chapter 33, verse 8 through 13. We're going to see Job for the remainder of this. Amen. Job chapter 33, verse 8 through 13. We are on a biblical Bible safari, but we want to get it right. You know what I want to be right tonight? Yeah. Lord, finally, you just let my heart be clean. Amen. The Bible says, truly God is good to Israel, and to such as be of a clean heart. Lord, I just want you to be good. Lord, God won't be good if your heart is not clean. But he says, truly, that means verily. That means there's no debating it. God is good if your heart is clean. Amen. Job 33, verse 8 says, surely God has spoken in my hearing. This is when Elihu had to go to Job because no man and all of his friends could correct him. Amen. He says, surely God has spoken in my hearing, and I've heard the voice of my word saying, I am clean without transgression. I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. He said, behold, he finds occasion against me. He counts me his. Who is he talking about? God. Amen. When you start talking foolishly against God, you're in a bad spiritual position. He put my feet in the stock. He marked all my paths. Behold, in this thou. Elijah said, what you're doing is wrong. It's not just. It's not right. I will ask thee that God is. Amen. He said, you know what? You say you're greater than God. Elijah said, no. God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his. God doesn't have to give an account. Why are you striving against God? God is greater. But when your self is all full of self, you don't see God as greater. You see all that you can do. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Job 40, verses 6 through 8. Amen. We're talking about getting out of self. Anybody want to just get out of self? Lord, search me, O God, and know. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to spend all this time serving God and wind up lost. Like, didn't the Lord tell him, he said, I know you prophesied in my name. I know you healed in my name. I know you cast out demons in my name. It wasn't you, it was my name. Right? You did all this in my name. He said, but depart.
depart from me, ye works of iniquity. Because I never, I don't want to be in church on this time and let God use me to help others and God don't know me. I don't want to be in church. Let me ask you, but how can you be in church all your life and wind up lost? That's a bad position. You're in church all your life and you don't make it? Why? Full of self. Amen. Joel 40, verse 6 read. Then answered the Lord unto Joel out of the whirlwind. This is another one of those situations where man just did not get Joel's attention. So God had to speak directly to Joel. Right? From a whirlwind for him, for himself. Amen. Whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou to me, will thou also disannul my blessing? Who's speaking to Joel? He said, you're going to discredit? You want to just count my judgment as nothing? He said, will thou? God said, you want to condemn me so that you can be righteous? You full of self, right? God can't help you. Don't get to the point, brothers and sisters, where God has to speak to us for himself. Amen. Job chapter 32. Amen. Job chapter 32. It says, I'll read it, you can catch up. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous. How?
In his own
eyes. Self-absorbed. Full of you. Amen. God is trying to direct your path, but you're righteous in your own eyes. Then was killed with the wrath of Elihu, the son of Bacharel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram against Job. Was his wrath kindled because he
justified
who? Rather than
God.
We don't want to ever be in that position where we're full of self. And we justify ourselves rather than God. Amen. Let's just go to one other chapter. Let's go to Luke chapter 12 in both traditions. Amen. Luke chapter 12. And just pray that the Lord bless us. Next Wednesday, we won't be here. So I just want to get this one last scripture. When you're consumed with self, self will bind you, self will destroy you, because your focus won't be on God, but it's always on what you can do, what I don't have, what I need. Take the focus off of you, and let Jesus be the. You want to sing that for us, Sid? Jesus at the center. You know, okay. All right, Luke chapter 12. We'll read verses 15 through 21. We close here. I watch the eye stuff. Amen. I will get you in trouble. Always referencing what you've done will get you in trouble. Because all that we do is all the praise and glory shall always go back to who?
Yeah.
To God. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the in your life. I don't care what you possess. Doesn't mean anything to God. Amen. It might mean a lot to you. But God is more concerned about your heart condition than your possessions. Amen? And he's making a parable unto them saying, he said, now just let you know that God's not focusing on yourself. I'm going to let you know. You know, everybody said, get your stuff. Get saved. Right? You can get your stuff while I'm lost. So you get all that stuff, and then when you go, Solomon said, a fool, take over all that stuff you amassed all your life, waste it. Amen. So the most important thing is that we are saved. And our soul is well with our soul. And he's making a parable unto them saying, the sound of a ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within self-absorbed. Right? Self-centered. Why not just pray to God? Why you gotta do it within? You know what the moment somebody said, when I was sick, watch that. What did God say? I mean, does God do anything anymore? another word? Or five letter word? Let me hear God and Jesus. I'm trying to hear that one letter, I. And as I just zoned out, because there's too much I would get you in trouble with God. You'll get by for a little while, but then he said, I don't even know you. Amen. He said, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall
I do?
Let's see how many times he said within and I. All right. What shall
I do?
Because
I.
It's just too concerned with who?
I
have no room to bestow my fruit. Then
this will.
This verse is too full of self. Right? This will I do. Is everything we do it by ourselves? He said, I will pour down my barns and build greater. There will
I
bestow all my fruit and
my
goods. And I. Wait a minute. Does God have any control? Does God have anything to do with our accomplishments? Amen. Then I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up. Take. This guy hasn't mentioned God one time. It's all what? I, my, me, and I. That's a dangerous position to be in. But finally God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast? He said, who's are those things going to be which you have provided? He said, so is he that what? Layeth up and is not as we all stand. Don't be self-consumed. Don't be full of self. Let Jesus be the center of it all. When we leave tonight, don't sit in church, hear God's word. Now in the Bible, there's a scripture that says, if we measure ourselves by ourselves and commend ourselves with ourselves, he said, we are not wise. The measuring stick, how we measure our spiritual life should be God and his word. Don't say, well, I pray more than she prays. I fast more than he fasts. I'm in church more than you. God says, no, I want this to be individual. This is for you. Don't measure yourself by yourself. And don't commend yourself with yourself. For you, if you do these things, you're not wise. So when I leave tonight, I just want to be able to openly say, Lord, is it well? Ask yourself, is it well with my soul? Right now, at this very moment, as the elders and all the workers come forward, right now, at this time, is there anything between me and the Savior? Is there any thought patterns that have been wrong in my life? Is there any amount of pride that has caused me to lift up myself and to glorify myself more than God? Lord, I don't want to be self-consumed. Lord, I don't want to be self-centered. Lord, I don't want to be lovers of pleasure for the lovers of God. But Lord, just open up my heart. Lord, open up my mind, free my spirit, and let it be well with my soul. Amen.
How did it? We've got all kinds of testimonies about how God
You've been looking for